And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of July, 2012. It's the birthday of Thomas Bulfinch, Newton, Massachusetts, 1796, who published retellings of classic Greek and Roman myths, also the legends of King Arthur, Robin Hood, and stories from France and Germany and Africa, which were combined in one volume entitled Bulfinch's Mythology, in which he tried to make mythology accessible and available to the common American reader. It was on this date, 1838, Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered a commencement address to the Harvard Divinity School, where he had graduated 12 years before. The year before, he'd given a lecture at Harvard entitled The American Scholar, which was controversial but popular, so the students voted to have him back. He had been a Unitarian minister, but he'd resigned. He was becoming critical of the church. And in the lecture he gave on this day in 1838, Emerson said, "The true Christianity, a faith like Christ's in the infinitude of man, is lost." Many of the older faculty and ministers in the audience were incensed by his speech, and it was 30 years before Emerson was invited back to speak at Harvard again. It's the birthday of an author who wrote all of her novels in longhand twice, then delivered the manuscripts to her publisher in a plastic bag and never allowed her books to be edited. Iris Murdoch, born in Dublin, 1919. Her novels include The Sea, and The Good Apprentice. And her final novel, a psychological thriller, came out in 1995, called Jackson's Dilemma. She was in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. It's the birthday of Richard Russo, born in Johnstown, New York, 1949, author of many books about small-town New England life, Nobody's Fool, Empire Falls, and his latest book, a collaboration with his daughter Kate, called Interventions, three short stories and novella written by Russo and original art by his daughters, an attempt to create a format that could not easily be sold in e-book form. And it's the birthday of a man whose ideas are well known to, if not well understood by, humanities grad students around the world, the French philosopher Jacques Derrida, the founder of Deconstruction, born 80 years ago today in El Bihar, Algeria, author of more than 40 notoriously dense books, including Of Grammatology, Specters of Marx, Of Spirit, Resistances of Psychoanalysis, and The Animal That Therefore I Am. Jacques Derrida generally refused to define the word deconstruction, and when asked to do so once in an interview, he said, "It is impossible to respond. I can only do something which will leave me unsatisfied." One time in a lecture, he said, "Deconstruction, if there is such a thing, takes place as the experience of the impossible." Jacques Derrida, who said, "There is nothing outside the text." And here's a poem for today, a poem by Robert Phillips, Skyscrapers. The Flatiron Building, first scraper, squat like a snout, today it hardly scrapes the sky. The Chrysler Building, still the most beautiful, most elegant, it points its tiara toward heaven. The Empire State Building, majestic but haughty, imperious, indifferent, scene of the most suicides. The Twin Towers, doomed, still speak to one another, but in whispers you hear them around 9 a.m. Skyscrapers by Robert Phillips, from Now and Then, New and Selected Poems, published by the Ashland Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.